Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omega 7 in the house, the advisor you need, and the advocate you want. Thanks for joining us here at Care to Read. We are a family and consumer science education group underwritten by Project 2019. Our main mission is to close the gap of disparity of information, referral information, as well as literacy material and conscious-minded material. We are now in the process of venturing upon our second segment of this series, Health Education. And health education covers a broad area, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to inform you that we'll be covering issues that pertain to health in the classroom, from looking at how does yoga affects the child in the classroom to meditating in the classroom. And we will be intriguing those teachers and providers to listen in. If you haven't locked your number in, I'd like for you to go and lock that number in right now at 646-478-0270. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. And we will pause for our station identification. We want to go and pay some bills and do a little house cleaning. We'll be right back at you in the air. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to borrow your airwaves for approximately 1 hour. I will give you your time back if you will count breaths with me and meditate on the word.
Meditate on the word. Arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. While sitting here in the night, waiting for daylight, I stop and meditate on the words of the affirmations that I've heard. While reflecting back on the words, I can recall you are the head and not the tail. You are to succeed and not to fail. These are the promises that are needed which are to be heeded while meditating on the word. So whenever I'm feeling low, I know just where to go. I go to the word for meditation without a doubt or hesitation. You see, when I meditate, I don't sleep. I dream in order to stay ahead of the games and scheme. I meditate on the word both day and night, for I know that it's not by might, but by his word, which has given me sight. While meditating on the word, I'll whisper words of power that will keep me focused every hour upon hour. I'll meditate on the word, for I know my way to success remains open and clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Once again, we're back. Thank you for allowing me to use your airways for approximately 1 hour. You've got your Omega 7 here, the advisor you need, and the advocate you want. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're featuring health education. This segment of the show will be on health education, meditation, how to meditate like a Zen monk, how to meditate like a Zen monk by just pushing one button, or how can I meditate like a Zen monk? And then we ask the question, what are others saying about the holistic solution? This evening, our guests had informed us that they won't be able to join us. However, I have been using the holistic material, and I'm going to go right on with the show as planned. Their materials are well-versed, and you can find them online under holistic, and that's spelled H-O-L-O-S-Y-N-C, solution, S-O-U-L-T-I-O-N. The holistic solution is what we'll be speaking on today. Now, I've been meditating now for over 10 years, started meditating during the time I was overseas and found that it was very, very beneficial. However, I did not start with the holistic meditation. I started with the Tree of Life meditation, which has served to be a great benefit in my life. Now, I'd like to also say that there are many forms of meditation, and holistic happens to be one that deals with sound meditation. And strictly sound, where you are only engaging in earphones and listening to their tones of layered technology. They have layered technology in a way that there are many tones that will affect the mental capacity, affect the brain waves, and affect the body so that the body can get complete well rest and go to the beta stage. Now, there are different stages, ladies and gentlemen, that we go into before we fall into a deep sleep. And before you can even engage into dreaming, you have to go into the various different stages. And I won't pretend to be an expert in that area, but what I will tell you is what I know of meditating. I'd like to read you some things here. The author has written us some information. And the meditation like a zinc monk, is information that you can find on the internet, and you can go up under centerpoint.com, and they have a Centerpoint Research Institution, and I'd like to read you some things that come from the Centerpoint. Now, before I read that to you, I'd like to direct your attention to a book that I'd like for you to put in your library. This is a book for the family, but before we start on our way, I want to stop, as is always, we look to our right and our left, and we look to acknowledge our ancestors to see if they will give us the go-ahead to speak. Ancestors, do I have permission to speak? Elders, do I have permission to speak? I've been told to invite the elders in and the ancestors in, and I would like to, at this time, stop and invite my ancestors in to let them know that they are definitely welcome here, and I urge them to be present here and bring the spirit forth. And as I bring in the ancestors, I do get the nod from my elders to go on and speak, and we always acknowledge our ancestors in this room, and we also pour libation. We pour libation to the north, south, east, and west, and that is to service a ritual as to bring in the forces to be, and we call upon those ancestors to be present with us so we can stand on their shoulders. And we'd like to thank you for following along with us as we go forward in this program. Now, the book that I can recommend is called The Web of Life Imperative, and regenerated eco-psychology technologies to help people think and balance with natural systems. This book is written by Michael J. Kohlman, and it's a rejuvenation book for rejuvenating power to the people in the earth. Now, power to the people. That reminds me to stop and to give a shout-out to Harambe, our neighboring radio. Let me stop now and throw my fist in the air and give three Harambe shouts. Harambe! 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 Now, power to the people is an excellent phrase, ladies and gentlemen. And the more power we give to people, the more we liberate ourselves and empower them. So I like that. And this book, I did the first five chapters. It was an online course that I did, and it was at a PhD level, I might add. And these were scholars where we went through looking at the two-legged concept, the three-legged concept, and doing experiments while out in the wilderness. And this book was so beneficial to me to capture my dreams, to be in touch with my nature, and to be able to go to nature, connect with nature, be able to respond to nature, and then recapture what I observed while being with nature. You'll find that this is a great resource. I urge the family members to read this book. This book encourages you to be in contact with your psychological concepts and understanding how you can be reconnected back to your nature and your source. So please do find that book on the probably out in Barnes & Noble, and you can read that. Now, I'd like to go back to that Centerpoint Research Institution material. It says, what I'm going to tell you about sounds like science fiction from the 1950s, but it's actually cutting-edge science of the new millennium, and it can make you more peaceful, more effective, more resistant to stress, more self-aware, and much, much happier. In fact, they guaranteed, they said, that you will accelerate your mental, emotional, and spiritual growth and positively change your life in ways that will absolutely astonish you. Now, this is what they write at the Centerpoint Institute. They go on and say, but first they want to warn you that this is somewhat a long letter, which I'm not going to read the whole letter, because they want you to know some things. And they said, imagine if you were willing to plugging your brain into a special master CD containing a powerful but absolutely safe audio technology that launches you into a credible experience of deep meditation. So powerful, it immediately begins to create your profound positive change in the structure of your nervous system. Now, this HoloSync works on the nervous system to plug you in where you are not allowed to have other sounds going on around you. Now, this type of meditation is a deeper meditation than most of your tone meditation or your tree of life or transcendental meditation. They go on to say if you like to meditate as deeply, actually deeply, as a Zen monk, literally at the touch of a button, virtually eliminating stress from your life, naturally, safely stimulating the production of brain chemicals that dramatically slow aging down and increase longevity. Now, we've been talking about aging, how to slow down aging and increase longevity. Now, here is the solution, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying that with the HoloSync, it will do those things and safely stimulate the production of brain chemicals that dramatically slows aging and increases longevity, boosts your mental power to unheard of levels, eliminate most of called dysfunctional feelings and behavior, and attacks a level of happiness and inner peace few people experience. Please read on, it said. In 1951, because of, it said, be aware that the experiments that they conducted, now it goes on to talk about some experiments here. What I want to get into is some other things that they said about this particular process of meditating. And they do have plenty of documentation here. Now, they said most people think it's a science fiction. Science, yes. Fiction, no. Every one of these results has been experienced and reported by participants in the program. And they've created, they said, this holosync list of people who have actually done the meditation. And it goes on to list all the people. It says, based on Dr. Gerard Oster, original researcher, and their research and experiments, that they've created a very powerful audio technology called HoloSync, which they place undoubtedly beneath peaceful music and environment sound. Many people call it instant meditation. I was going to say mediation, but instant meditation. But it's a much more than that. Experiencing these deep meditative states each day provides super enriched environment for your nervous system, causing enormous and very beneficial change in the brain. What we're actually done is gradually give the nervous system more input of a very precise nature than it can handle. The way it is currently done is by sitting still, listening to the HoloSync, and there's sound meditation, where the sound will basically have different tones to it. Now, I would like to also read you some other things. It says, what have I got to lose? Now, this is what one of the recipients said. So I called Center Point, and after going on my way, I decided to inquire about it. Finally managed to talk to the owner. They talked to the owner about the HoloSync, and they said HoloSync places neatly between the music and the CD literature. That's where you would find this HoloSync. It is a music, ladies and gentlemen. And the meditation that I have listened to with HoloSync was a demo. I was very, very pleased to get that demo and was really excited about it. And they sent me this letter back. It says, dear friend, my name is Alan Koss. For nearly 20 years, I've enjoyed quite a successful career as a HoloSync television producer. At least it appears to be successful from the outside, and I develop and produce good numbers of shows for the television industry, and the average viewer would consider classic in the concentration. The money and the titles were nice, and I certainly had the respect of my peers. Unfortunately, all the satisfaction was on the outside. Inside, I felt as if I could all in my second, and I never felt in control. I was always just reacting to what was coming at me, high speed, and I never felt I really had the rim of my destiny. I had all of this outward success, but couldn't never really enjoy it. I was always stressed out and constantly felt as if I had just used up my creativity and had no idea where my next creativity thought would come from. Of course, I never let on to anyone. Now, he goes on and he said, I use food to save the pain and resulted in gaining a loss of weight, which, of course, made me feel worse. I tried exercise, and he goes on to say, my despair increased. Now, this gentleman, after listening to the HoloSync, he was able, he said, to get more deeper meditation. Why do we say a Zen monk? That's because a Zen monk meditates at a deep, deep level, not just on the surface where they're consciously gone to sleep, but in a deep, deep sleep. Now, meditation helps preserve the body. When you are resting, the body gets a chance to get a rest. And I have noticed for me that when I go into meditation for even an hour, it feels like I've been sleeping for approximately 5 to 6 hours. Now, HoloSync deals with the brain waves and the mechanism of technology. And brainwave pattern 101, and this is what they write. The first thing you need to know is that 24 hours a day, nerve cells in your brain are generating electrical impulses and fluctuate rhythmically as a distant pattern called the brainwave pattern. Patterns closely correlate with your thoughts and your emotion, your state of being, the functioning of the various systems of your body and essence. Now, I'd like to play some meditation music for you to give you an idea of how that meditation music sounds, so you could just get the feel of it for me and tell me what you think of it. It's a little different, but it is meditation music, of course. Okay, now I wanted you to hear that meditation music just to give you an idea of the type of setting that meditation puts you in. And the whole effect music is a little bit different in and of the fact that you cannot listen to it while out in the open. You have to have earphones. Now, if you can hear that. I think you can get the gist of what I'm referring to. Now, I'm going to stop that music for a second here. I don't know if you can still hear it or not. I think it's still playing in the back of me, but that is the meditative music that normally goes on in my house. And I'd like to read you something about reversing biological aging by as much as 20 years. This is what they write. These treatments were unfortunately very expensive that they were talking about, that they were having, and they decided to go with Holosync. Now, I don't know how many of you are meditators, but if you are a meditator out there, you know that you have to get very, very quiet and still, and you have to take deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out, checking your respiration, synchronizing your vital signs so that you are breathing at a rate that you are not experiencing any anxiety. Now, meditation is different for every person, and I want you to know that meditation can be quite delightful as well, okay? And I played you the song, Meditate on the Word. I'm just going to give you a little break here for a minute so that we can come back and get refreshed, and I'll be brief, and I'll be straight to the point.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up, right? So come and see. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Wow. once again, and we're back. Thank you for joining us here at Care to Read. We are talking about Holisync and what others have to say about Holisync and how do you meditate like a monk, a Zen monk. Now, I'd like to read you some things here from a professor, a doctor, a recent research performed by Dr. Vincent Gapala. He writes, and he makes a statement here stating that cortisol is a hormone naturally produced by the adrenal glands, and we know about the adrenal glands. We talked about those early. According to Dr. Giappa, cortisol is the major age-accelerating hormone. It also interferes with learning and memory and is, in general, bad news for your health and well-being. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and more of it you have, the more stress you feel, the more susceptible in disease you are. Now, this is what he writes, and he goes on and says, the faster you age, another hormone called DHEA is also produced by your adrenal gland. The DHEA is a precursor or a source of ingredients to virtually every hormone your body needs. DHEA level is key determinant of psychological age and resistance to disease. When levels are low, you're more susceptible to aging and disease. And when they are high, the body is at peak, the vibrant, healthy, and able to combat disease effectively. Now, this DHEA acts as if it's a buffer against these stress-related hormones. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about glands, hormones, and understanding how they reverse the aging. Now, they go on to say, how important is the DHEA? A study published in the New York England Journal of Medicine in December 11, 1986, found that 800 micrograms per increase in DHE blood level corresponded with 448% reduction in mortality due to cardiovascular disease and 36% reduction in mortality. Now, DHE, he said, is very important. The third hormone we test was melatonin. We talked about melatonin in here. Melatonin, everyone knows, is a hormone like helps to create restful sleep. We make less of it as we age, and we'll get less of it as we age. And since during sleep, many important rejuvenating substances are created in the brain, and the inability to sleep soundly can dramatically decrease the quality of your life and greatly accelerate the aging process. New research also reveals that it is a powerful antitoxin. In fact, it is even more powerful than vitamin E, he says. So how does Holisync audio technology affect levels of these three substances having much effect on the quality, the length of your life? In a before and after study of 19 people using Holisync, the audio technology, the following changes were noted in the levels of DHEA. Now, if you notice, ladies and gentlemen, they're measuring the DHEA to determine how successful they were in eliminating the cortisol in how much melatonin was being released. We talked about melatonin being something more than a byproduct in the African-American bodies. Melatonin is also used as a sleep aid as well. In just 3 days, over 68% increase in DHEA, the doctor says, the level, with an average of increase of 47.77, several people had increase of 50 to 60, even 90%. Cortisol, on the other hand, was down an average of 46.47, with positive changes in 68% of the people, and several people having decrease in 70% or 80%. Melatonin levels increase an average of 97.77, with positive change happening in over 73% of the people. Many had improved of 100 to 200, even 300. What does this mean exactly, ladies and gentlemen? Well, he said it means that listening to CDs containing Holosync technology and not only dramatically lower stress by granulating the biochemical sources of stress, it also means that Holosync slows the age process. Now, it didn't say cure now. It says slow. Increase both well-being and longevity. And he goes on to write, the doctor in his audience, by the way, these research suggests were listed to the exact same soundtrack you're listening to in the Centerpoint program. This is in their program. They have it listed as recording. Okay, pretty exact. And don't you think over the many years the program has existed, I've constantly noted that the participants looked and reported them feeling younger and more alive, but until Dr. Gulpin researched, we didn't know exactly why and how we're beginning to find. Now we're beginning to find out, he says. Based on the results they've even seen over the years in people using these soundtracks, it said they're willing to bet that the discovery is listening to Holosync stimulates production of a number of other vital neurochemicals associated with improving the emotion of health and lowering stress, increasing mental and function, and they now are designing the studies to find out more. Now, that's great news, ladies and gentlemen. Let me stop for a minute. That is great news. So apparently, listening to these tapes and meditating with the Holosync has some great value in increasing the ability to increase your melatonin and give you better sleep. Now, let me go on to see what else it says here. What this means to you as the brain, the way it slows and the brain balances and you more and more up into what scientists call whole brain thinking. Now, I don't know if I ever told you that us teachers believe in right brain, left brain, but a lot of us also believe in whole brain functioning so that the child can use both sides of the brain. So just what is whole brain thinking? It's using both sides of the brain, like I said, to think instead of using one side at a time as we usually do. It's like thinking in stereo. This is what they said. It gives you a kind of meta-awareness, a new perceptive, and a view from a higher spot on the mountain. Whole brain functioning is associated with increased creativity, insight, learning ability, problem-solving ability, memory, and what some people call vision. Now, this is where I want to stop and point out to you, vision. When you're functioning with the whole brain, you've been given vision. And they go on to say that this type of brain function has been associated with geniuses. Geniuses, ladies and gentlemen. The Einstein and the Mozart of the world, quite frankly, they said, they suspect that this is the same type of higher brain function said to be Lee Loco, a Walt Disney, Stephen Hawking, and other creative, huge performance individual like them. Amazing as it may seem, they write, they really do now have a method for tapping into the kind of whole brain, integrative, super functioning, high performance, creativity thinking, a level of brain functioning that's up until now has been reserved to 0.1% of humankind. What do you know, ladies and gentlemen? They're now making this Zen monk meditating available to other people outside of that 0.1% of the population. Are you beginning to see how exciting this could be, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. It is worth our while to adventure and to find out more about Holosync and what it can do for us. You can put that Holosync in to your Google it and find out more and how you can get involved with it. The researchers, Dr. Lester Frame, has said that brain synchronicity or brain synchronization is correlated experiential with a union with an experience and into its nest instead of feeling separate and narrow. Focus, you tend to feel more into it. There is a whole brain sensory integration going on, and it is if you become less self-conscious and function more intuitively. Now, this is what he writes, ladies and gentlemen. He goes on to say, sounds familiar? This exactly is the state many people call being in the zone. Being in the zone. Have you heard that term before? The state that they call being in the zone. Where you are functioning at the top of your game. Oh, boy. How about you athletes out there, when you want to function at the top of your game, you want to be in a zone, and that would allow you to be functioning with both sides of your brain, right and left, and not just focusing with that right brain, as so many people believe. And it's now possible to get there. They said it's possible and it's easy. Synchronizing your brain can quickly, it's quick. Then they're telling you can do this simply in a way that you can do this through listening to Holosync and much higher levels of effectiveness in your life. Neurologist Jerry Levy of the University of Chicago had this to say about brain synchronization and personal effectiveness. He says, and I quote, great men and women of history did not merely have superior intellectual capacities within each hemisphere of the brain, they had phenomenal levels of emotional commitment, motivation, attentional capacity, of all which reflects the highly integrated brain in action, emphasis added. He added emphasis on this. Now, to get that, ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about outstanding people who have the capability of performing well. How did these great thinkers and leaders achieve this brain integration? How did they do this? I truly don't know, he says. Some people come by it naturally, but I do know that, and he goes on to say, that another scientist called brain synchronization extremely beneficial with each subject, feeling as if his or her mind had reached a higher level of integration with accompanying increase in mental power and unmistakable orientation towards life. He goes on to say, you may not end up a genius, but then again, who knows? I know this, and those who use this technology routinely tap into the whole range of remarkable abilities. And they go on to say that they didn't know this is capable. Okay? And they said, and it goes on, the doctor says, and don't forget, the super deep meditation and the brain synchronization you'll experience with this technology creates some truly amazing changes in mental, emotional health, anger, depression, sadness, anxiety, substance abuse, and a whole universe of dysfunctional feelings and behavior falls away, even in people who have tried everything without success. That is a broad order, ladies and gentlemen, but yet this is what they claim. Here's how you can create these same changes in yourself. Now, they go on to say, so you can get the maximum benefit from the powerful technology, and I said that we've created a comprehensive program called the Holosync Solution. And the initial levels are called awakening. And that's the first level that they have. It's a prologue, and it includes several powerful Holosync CDs, comprehensive support, material, and services, which are an example that you can use. And a huge package of introductory materials explaining the program and what likely will happen. Now, I think that you might want to Google that and check on that and see how that particular tape and put that in your audio tape with your books. This is a resource material, ladies and gentlemen, just like the books that you would get and read. This is a resource material that you would use in your family. Of course, you want to check these things out. Now, I would like to go on and see what else he's talking about. They even have custom-made tracks, and the custom-made tracks will be specialized programs where they have a master program. And there were some other things that I wanted to read. And finally, you might be able, you might be asking, the program, is the program safe? And are there any long-term dangers? That's one of the things you want to ask him. And you might want to say, so if you're ready to give the program a try, they have a risk-free offer, and you definitely want to ask about the safety of it. And when you talk to them, make sure that you ask them if they will send you a sample so you can try the whole thing. Remember, it's not anything that you have to do but listen. But at the same time, you want to know what the effects are and how it does work on the body. Now, it's giving you all this fantastic deep thinking and helping the brain to go into a deep state. But you definitely want to make sure that there are no side effects, okay? Now, he did say that the second drawback for the participants would be the program requires a certain time commitment. You have to know that you have, and he goes on and says, though you are free to do less and progress more slowly, we suggest you start with a half an hour of meditation each day with a CD, then progress to an hour a day. And my bet is you'll eagerly look forward to these sessions. Now, but you got to make sure you have the time. Do you have a time commitment? Can you set aside this time? And why? Because the experience is wonderful, he says, and you feel so good afterwards, but still you have to be willing to set aside the time. So if you're not ready to set aside the time, this might not be for you. And if you aren't, and if you don't think it's incredible mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits of this program are worth the time and commitment, this is not for you, he says. And that's great that they would put that down there. Of course, we're willing to help you, he says, and they provide extensive and effective support and services apart from the cost of the program, from an extremely knowledgeable support of staff who will help you along the way, showing you how to use the product. Now, this is something that you might want to Google, and you definitely might want to read upon it, ask for the sample. I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to meditate without the Holosync. I don't have Holosync right here with me. Periodically, I do put the tape on, and I listen to it. I have the sample, and I enjoy the sample. I have to make sure that I can do it when I can put on earphones. If you're not able to use earphones, then I was told it doesn't benefit you to do it while other noises are around you, because you need to have your full attention given to the meditation. Meditation is a valuable thing. I've known people to write profusely and to be excellent writers while under meditation, and I aspire to write while in meditation as well. I'm coming out with my second poetry book that will be featured under Lulu.com. My first one, The Journey of the Class Agent According to Garth, is currently listed there. It was all written from the right side of my brain, and I tell you these things because I have been involved in meditation and find it to be fabulous for me. However, for you, I'm offering a disclaimer. This is not a recommendation for you to use anything in this classroom, and it's not reinforcing anything. And this is a disclaimer I offer. This is the things that I have used. Now, meditation has served me very well. I was able to produce a collection of poetry, a two-volume CD collection while meditating, exclusively under meditation for 3 years. And the reason why it took me 3 years is that I had to go back and rewrite it. I had to go back and to have it recorded. But nevertheless, it is the poetry that you hear on my radio station here. And I'm going to take some time to play some of the segments so you can hear them. These were all written while under meditation. I was divinely given the opportunity to write this poetry. and felt very honored. This was not because of the Hall of Fame. Of course, I would like to offer a disclaimer. I had not been introduced to Hall of Fame prior to this. I was using the Toll Tree of Life meditation at that time, and I was so very much into Rhonda Nefer's material that I did the Matu Matir 1 and 2 book, and it offered me so much information that the meditation helped me. I never had a chance to use a tape. But I would like to share some of the poetry with you and let you see what you're capable of doing when you're writing. And this particular one that I am about to let you listen to was a unique one that I wrote for the military women while overseas in Germany. Please take a listen.
A Real Soldier, read by the author Onika Bidiako Garth. Didn't come here to put on your gear, aligning myself with soldiers standing in fear. I'm not just rapping, for I'm real sincere. This time was reserved for those who could persevere. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapons formed against me, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposters. This is for all you detailed characters in disguise. No longer will you be able to reprise. Didn't come here to win your medal prize. I'm on a mission. That's what you really despise. You've got a real soldier. I thought I told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposters. I took a job on tour overseas to only discover that my family and I now would be under siege. I'm behind enemy lines, fighting in a war that's not even mine. I aim to stand my ground like the Board of Education versus Brown. You've got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposters. So it was your plan to inseminate false evidence to incriminate, which only led you to discriminate. Was it the scholar in me that caused you to hate, forcing you to enter into this fatal debate? Didn't you think that you could actually succeed to execute your own laws that you wouldn't even heed? You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier, and that no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. While looking back in retrospective, you never should have challenged the queen of intellectual. Why didn't you know that I was sent from the green light of the benevolent? I'm battling you right here on your own land in the Netherlands. Why, the very cries of the people, they summons me here. They have a mighty warrior, void of all fear. Why, my very words are charged with energy and ordered not to return unto me void, but to accomplish that which is intended. And to your very ways you have amended. I'm a soldier. I thought I had told you that I'm a soldier, and that no weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So lay down your arms, you imposter. Refuse to take your brand. Instead, I took a stand. Now watch me enter into a divine man. Attempted cultural genocide. I wonder, will the courts override, or will this be a case for the media to decide? Wait! Hold up! Didn't I tell you? I was a born strategist. While you're dealing with one of the baddest practitioners, born of a sign of fire, why I entered this world with water surrounding me, having the whole host of heaven on my side. Therefore, I will not be reprised. Why, I was born in the year of Mayat, which embodies the doctrine of divinity of law and order. I'll weigh your heart against the double halls of truth and justice, and the rule a standard against you. I'll measure your deeds against the cubit too. Then I'll throw the papyrus scepter book at you. By now, you should know who I am. By now, you should know who I am. I'm a real soldier. I'm more than a conqueror. A chief and not an Indian, read by the author Ominika Garth. Born of the Blackfoot Indian tribe, one of the real reasons why I still survive, to those with opinions who wonder why I choose to be a chief and not an Indian, for I'm tribal, you see. My destiny was soon to be foretold, of the prophecy to be unfold, of a leader to come, and a real gift, even to some, raised around the circle of the tree of life, with a dream catcher used as a device. This is why I choose to be a chief and not an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift, even to some, with a child at the center of the family's link. This was one of the tools used to keep our leader in sync. Raised in a tribe of 18 with 8 chiefs and 10 Indians. And if you're wondering where the 8th chief arrived, it's no real surprise, for I'm the real leader of the pack, with all 10 Indians who got my back. This is why I choose to be a chief and not an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift even to some. Why, Mama made her transition when I was just 2. There was nothing left for me to do but to lead my people into the underground steeple. Why, one of the traits of a real chief is to take charge against those who would barge. By consulting the oracles for spiritual instructions in order to avoid chaos and disruption. Like gods and goddess, they do this. Like kings and queens, they do too. Like priests and priestesses, they all do it too. Cast lots to determine their spots. This is why I choose to be a chief and not an Indian. It was a vision of a leader to come and a real gift even to some. You see, a chief know their place, so back up and get out of my space. Don't try playing me for no Indian, acting like you're smoking on the peace pipe of indigo. I'm calling you out like a real chief. I aim to take back what was mine, you thief. Oh, and if you're still wondering why I choose to be a chief and not an Indian, just check the history books. Why, it's no real mystery. For centuries, you have desecrated our land, forfeited God's plan for man, called us out of our name, left us feeling shame, stole our language, then pushed us into anguish, attempted to render us mute. That's when we had to hit you with a suit. Took us to a level of deprivation, which led us to call for reparation. You stole from a chief, you dirty thief. Now I'm going to leave you in your grief. A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Ominika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes. They come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races. Have you read the books, The Metaneter, The Hosea Today? Have you read every word that they have to say? From Volume 1 to Volume 2, have you discovered the hidden treasures which they hold for you? You must embrace the comedic teaching and not only preaching in the way that we used to be, with respect, reverence, and love, knowing that the greatest is love. You must learn to reject the prejudice in exchange for respect. In the comedic teaching, it was brought only 7 personalities to be taught. Have you read the books? The Metaneter, The Hosea Today. Have you read every word that they have to say? Now let this mind of the comedic be within you, which was also in the Netter too. So no man will ever attempt to offend you. You must read line upon line and precept upon precept, not from one prophet, nor from one preacher, but sit down to to let the nectar be your teacher. Now from the age of the Sphinx, no matter what you heard or what you think, man must master his lower half by reaching back into his past. Other people have adopted our history while leaving us with a mystery. After you've read all the books, there will be no need for you to look, because the answers will all be located there in the book. Now may the circle never be unbroken, and these very words that I have spoken be held as a token, and may the netter be satisfied as she sets us aside to be sanctified. My Best Friend, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. I wrote a thesis. No, I'm not a doctor studying in amniocentesis. About the effect that the female had on the black man. It was time somebody took a real stand in order to redeem man. My instructors and professors had applauded for me challenging such a topic that had long been avoided. In my effort to find my best friend, it had led me to a place of no real end, realizing in reality that we both existed in total duality. The document was submitted for publishing to Juwanza Kanjufu after it had been read by Teju. He soon wrote back with publishing instruction, only now I can't get my writing on for so much disruption. In due time, I guess, or maybe even in a good season. You know, all things usually work together for a reason. This task has appeared to lead me down a different path, which has now held up my draft. Moreover, what I ponder, what made me write about the black man, I wonder, while in my struggle to find my best friend, led me to a place of no real end, that we both existed in total duality. I was searching as if I was under a spell, which had my inhibition backed up, like male, lock, stock, and barrel. Father, I hope you'll be able to forgive me for not first attempting to look within. In my struggle to find my best friend, realizing in reality we both existed in total duality. In my final effort to complete this thesis, I had to research all the original pieces, rhyme upon rhyme, serving up no hymns before their time in order to bring a new flavor of line, while collecting these legendary species to collaborate with this foreign thesis. I had to consult with the priestess on the topic of discussion to avoid any future repercussion in my struggle to find my best friend, which had led me to a place of no real end. Miracle Worker, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Binka Bidiako Garth. Medicine Man, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. My brother, the medicine man, or some folk call him the root doctor man, but I call him the naturopathic man, the doctor who holds healing in his hands, the good bedside, mild-mannered man that writes with the pen in the palm of his left hand, mixing herbs, roots, tinctures, and fusions. Please wait before you start any confusion by drawing the wrong conclusion about him mixing up these fusions. Don't go getting any notion. Why, he's only mixing up herbs and potions together to help ailing folks who have become a little under the weather. Ever since I can remember, why, he's been the doctor in the house. I've always been one of his faithful students, following him around like a mouse, charting the course of the life of an herb from the time I was in the classroom learning to conjugate a verb. I've known that it's been far better to learn the uses of an herb. He teaches me how to mix a little pinch of this and an ounce or two of that when I'm laid out flat on my back. What he really doesn't know is that I'm a natural, as a fact, at putting herbs together and all sorts of things like that. Muddlesworth, milk thistles, lady's nettle, and stinging nettle, and all the life cycle changes that a woman goes through, from menstruation to menopause. Facing all these strains and pains is like going through withdrawals. Sipping on hawthorn berry, rosemary, raspberry, and blessed thistle. I must be careful not to miss the sound of the teapot's blowing whistle. He's in the kitchen now, brewing up some tea. Pardon me while I go in to see. When I'm in the kitchen fixing supper, I have learned to mix up herbs for kinfolk who suffer. We are like two peas in a pot. We admire each other a whole lot. Born a day apart, why, I had a whole year on him right from the start, which made it kind of hard, even though I am the oldest and we are both born in the same month. I never take advantage of him by trying to pull rank up front. Why, I can remember when he first went on the air to address the people on the topic of detoxification. The people were full of it. Why, they weren't fit. He responded with repercussion by avoiding any repercussion. Some days, he'll run his own botanica shop. And if you're ever in the area, don't forget to stop. To have your eyes checked and your feet reflexed.
Thank you for listening to the Poetry by Omiyika 7. I'd like to ask you to join us once again tomorrow and tune in at 6 o'clock at the same time. Here is a song that was written by Paul Hoffman, Success Songs, and this is a song I'll be promoting for this month.
Together we can do it. And let peace
and kindness lead the way.
No matter who you are, I know we all believe.
Yes, we all believe that together we can live in harmony.
Together we can do it. Together we can.
Together we can do it. Yes, we can. It's a success story, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Hoffman wrote that song, Be Informed, that together we can do it. You be the change that you want to see in others and be able to unite with people and forces, that because now is the time, if we ever are going to change the face of this earth. You have a dream, I have a dream. Let's make the dream happen. Let's keep our dreams alive, because with poetry, if it's on your heart to recite poetry, take some time to meditate and meditate on the things you want to do. I did. I meditated and created that beautiful poetry for those women in the military, and now it's able to bless a multitude of women and people because I decided that I was going to do my part to give something back to the world. And what you heard, ladies and gentlemen, was 3 years of me sitting still, counting breaths, to allow the creator, my higher self, to speak to me, to give me directions of the right words to say, to speak to the hearts of the women who were going through suffering in the military. It was a great calling, a high calling, to answer that for the military, to work with those women and their families. And I think that it will be the sum total of why I came, a mission, and have a mission in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing that we've talked about, it's one way to tap into your powers and to begin to see the both sides of your brain working, right and left, and become whole brainers and be able to find the gifts within yourself to give to the world. This is my gift to the world. I now have a self-help program that I can give back to the world and give to those hurting souls out there who might need a word of encouragement, though they may have been victims. They do not have to continue to go on being victimized. They can find some solitude within their efforts. And women today, I'm speaking to the women that you do not have to be victimized. You can be set free. And at the same time, find a gift and give back to the world. We all are required to come here to do our part to make the planet whole again, is what my attempt is. And in this room, to open up a way to lead you to find my materials that might help you. I'm a self-help writer. My materials are written for the family and for women. And I invite you to go to my website, golulu.com/LadyJaguar. Find my book. Order my book. Download it. I even have the sample out there. The CD is there for you. Paul Hoffman, great writer. Go to my website. You can even find his things. Thank you very much for being a part of this show. And may God bless you. And may you go in peace. And have a great day, and love somebody today. And the joy and glory you want to see in others, let it show up in yourself today. Odapo, have a great evening. Join us tomorrow. We'll be talking about yoga and yoga in your community and the programs that are available. This is National Yoga Month, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been featured to work with people to find these studios to get them involved and to talk to the schools about how yoga can benefit our children. Please join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And at this particular time, I'd like to say that you be the blessing that you want others to see. Come on out and lock that phone number in, 646-478-0270. Join my room. Be a part of my establishment. Be one of my friends. I'd love to have you. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and God bless. Odapo.